This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. President Trump signed two measures that show support for Hong Kong's democracy protesters angering Chinese leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The two measures passed nearly unanimously in the House and Senate last week after months of unrest on the streets of Hong Kong. President Trump had expressed some reservations about the effects of those statements since he's negotiating a trade deal with China's President Xi Jinping, who suggested there could be countermeasures if Trump signed the bills. One mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. The other bans the export to Hong Kong police of items like tear gas, rubber bullets, and tasers that could be used against demonstrators. President Trump says he signed the measures with the hope of a peaceful resolution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The death toll from the strongest earthquake to hit Albania in more than three decades rose to at least 30 Wednesday. As the country observed a day of mourning, the government declared a state of emergency for the areas affected the most as rescue crews discontinue work to pull people from the rubble. Rescue teams and specialized crews were dispatched from neighboring Kosovo, Italy, and Greece. At least 15 civilians were killed and two people injured in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan Wednesday. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman accused Taliban insurgents of planting the bomb in troubled Kunduz region. The United Nations has documented around 2,600 Afghan civilian deaths in the first 9 months of 2019. The New York-based Human Rights Watch claims it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizing properties, and preventing the return of people to their homes. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump knew of a whistleblower complaint when he released aid to Ukraine. That's according to the report filed by AP's Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine after he was briefed on a whistleblower complaint about his dealings with that nation, according to two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. The officials say Trump was told about the whistleblower complaint in late August during a briefing by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. According to the officials, at that briefing, the lawyers told Trump they were trying to determine whether they were legally required to give the whistleblower complaint to Congress. Trump released the aid to Ukraine on September 11th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected interventionism after U.S. President Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Reuters' Gavino Garay.
López Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of 9 Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month. But Mexico fears such a designation could, under U.S. law, enable the United States to act directly against the threat if it so chose. Trump had offered in a tweet after the massacre of the Americans to help Mexico wage a, quote, war on the drug cartels. An offer, Trump says, Mexico declined.
That is Reuters' Garino Garay reporting. In a statement emailed to VOA Persian on Tuesday, a BBC spokesman said the London-based network has seen an increase in Iranian harassment of its Persian service staff and their families since the network began covering anti-government protests that erupted in Iran on November 15th and spread to dozens of cities. Within days, the Iranian government violently suppressed the protests, which were sparked by the sudden increase in gas prices amid a weakening economy. London-based rights groups Amnesty International said Iranian security forces killed at least 143 protesters in the unrest, and with some people set fire to buildings and looted stores, Iranian authorities have not released a death toll. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.